five seconds to go. Sir, I thank the Honorable President for his address outlining the government's hope for the next 5 years. Beyond doubt, it was an excellent speech made by the Honorable President. In fact, the beauty of democracy was reflected in his speech again and again when he said, "My government thought it is led by NDA. I feel very happy about all the promises made by the government. Sir, talking about elimination of poverty, historically, post-independence, successive governments have always measured poverty or the poverty line as a percentage without giving any credence to the increase in our population. That always gave us wrong signals. Hence, I feel that the poverty elimination is the most welcome subject. I am confident that the numerous measures that they have been adopted already would improve the standard of living of the common people. This would automatically eliminate poverty, particularly when economic growth takes place. It would generate employment, and that it would definitely eliminate poverty. The focus on health care, education and employment, particularly in the manufacturing industry, would also help. So all these are welcome initiatives. As we are all aware, unfortunately, the last two terms led by the UPA government have seen a downturn in our country's economic situation. In 2004, when they came into power after the NDA government's rule, India was about to become a superpower, whereas the two successive governments led by UPA brought us down from a superpower to zero power. In such a situation, my party feels that all the initiatives taken by this government give out a lot of hope and confidence that there would be economic reforms and growth. Sir, there is a mention about improving the quality of life in our villages through an empowered Panchayati Raj system. At this hour, I would like to remember our founder party president and the then Chief Minister Shri N.T. Rama Rao. In fact, he had abolished the Patel Patwari system and introduced the Mandal system that encouraged decentralization of power, which is close to the common public and through which villages were empowered to collect taxes, use them and manage the budget by themselves. This initiative would definitely help our rural India to grow extremely well. Sir, in investments in agricultural sector, both private and public, especially agri infrastructure, has been mentioned. It is a long pending issue. Majority of our country's population is dependent on agriculture.